Welcome to the English with Kirsty podcast from englishwithkirsty.com. I'm Kirsty, and I support multilingual professionals to discover their voice in English. On the podcast, we talk about language, learning, and intentional communication. We hear about my guests' language journeys and share tips that help you communicate in a way that makes sense and sounds like you. I'll do it when I feel ready. How many times have you heard this? I heard it this week and I thought, that sounds like something that's not going to get done. But it's true, we do hear this and we say it ourselves because it makes us feel better. We think, oh yeah, when I feel ready, it'll be easy to take the step and do this thing that I've been wanting to do. But really, how often do we feel ready? Like being ready and feeling ready are not the same thing. You can do lots of things to be ready. You can prepare yourself. You can find out information. You can practice something. You can learn if you've noticed a knowledge gap that you have. You can do all kinds of things to be ready. But then do you feel ready when you've done all these things? Probably not, because feelings change. I never feel really positive when I'm really tired. I can look at the same situation in two different ways, depending on if I have enough sleep. I don't really have problems sleeping, but I don't let myself sleep enough because I've always got so many ideas and things I want to do. But how tired you are, how busy your day was, how good your day was. If you had a really nice day with nice encounters and good meetings, then you'll probably feel a lot more positive than you would if you had an argument with someone on the bus, or like a difficult client, or somebody just being really unreasonable. That changes how you feel, and that can also affect how you feel about yourself. So relying entirely on our feelings about whether we are ready or at the right stage to do something doesn't always work, because it's not based on facts. And often just the fact that something is new means we don't feel ready, like because we don't have any experience to draw on, because it's a new situation, it's a new challenge, maybe new people. We can't tell ourselves, oh, it's going to be okay because you've done this 100 times, when you haven't done it 100 times. It's something that's new. And so sometimes that can bring in uncertainty. Things are unfamiliar. We don't know how it's going to be for us. You think, well, I don't feel ready. I don't know what this is going to be like. And I'm not saying we should do things before we are ready as well, because I had this, I think I mentioned it before in the newsletter that I did, Kimberly's newsletter. She was on this podcast and I talked about a time when I was I wasn't pushed into it, but I wasn't gently encouraged either. It was somewhere in the middle to use my language skills, but in a way that I wasn't ready to do in public when I was very young, 16, and I would say no to this now. I would say no, I don't have the skills you need for this, I'm not doing it. 30 years later, I would just say no. But at the time, I wanted to help. I listened to people who didn't know what they were talking about, and I did it, and it was terrible because I wasn't prepared. I wasn't the right person to help in that situation, and I just went away feeling really crushed because I did something that I wasn't prepared for. So when I'm talking about this, I don't mean that we should just push ourselves and do things that we're not qualified for, because that's dishonest to ourselves and if we're providing a service to other people. And a lot of the people that I work with are people who are very exact in what they do. I'm working more and more with translators who want to speak more in English, for example. And these are people for whom accuracy is really important, for finding the right words is important. And they don't just want to wing it and just like, it's not the type of personality that they are. So I believe it's good to be prepared. For example, if you're going to give a presentation, you should have thought about it. You should have planned it. You should know what you're going to talk about and who will be there in your audience. If you're meeting potential clients, you should do some research about them. You should know what you have that might be of use for them. If you're sharing knowledge on a topic, you should make sure you have that knowledge before you try to share it, because there are enough people who are sharing knowledge about stuff that they don't know about. We don't need any more of those. But I think at the same time, if there is something new, there is always going to be a part of you that doesn't feel ready, even when you've done everything you can. So the way that I try to get through that is to think about, okay, what steps can I take to make sure that I have done all I can, and then I have to kind of work through my emotions afterwards. So what can I learn? Who can help me to get where I need to be? What can I do? But then there comes the part where you kind of have to get past the I'm stuck in the thinking about it phase. Because I think that's another place where we can get stuck. So some people get stuck because they never start. They think, oh yeah, I don't have enough experience, I don't know enough, can't do it, no, not happening. And then the second stage where we can get stuck is that, okay, I'll just learn a bit more. I'll just watch another video on this subject. I'll just sign up for another course. I'll just practice my language skills a bit more. This is a definite one for me. I'll just get some more practice, and because I'm not quite ready to be public and to use this language in public, I'll do a bit more. The first time I went to a meeting in Romania, and I didn't feel ready. I felt incredibly stressed. I said I was going, so that made sure I did, because I'm too stubborn to back out, like the person who doesn't keep her word. So I went, but I definitely didn't feel ready. I had support from the person who was running that meeting, and I knew that if I really got stuck, I would have help there, so I wasn't walking into a completely unknown situation. And she also helped me to by giving me a heads up about what we would be talking about. So that helped me too, because I could think about what do I want to say about these topics. So I wasn't completely going in with no idea what I'd be doing. And I would do a better job now than I did at that time. I definitely could have done better. I know that, but you have to start somewhere. If we wait till we feel ready, if I'd waited till I felt ready with those meetings, I wouldn't have had the chance, because I probably would still be waiting now. But also, those meetings aren't running anymore, so I would have missed some really good opportunities to meet some really interesting people. One of whom helped me to by giving me an idea that I'm still using now in my business, like 4 or 5 years later. So you never know. But I'm glad I still went, because I'd done all I could to prepare, even though I didn't feel ready. Because there was one time when I can't remember, I think we were talking about, I don't remember, it was something to do with our plans for the rest of the year for being more visible and attracting clients, I think. So that was the topic. And I prepared all kinds of stuff on this, and I didn't use any of it, because the conversations I had went in a completely different direction. So this preparing stage can also be a bit of a trap, because you can over prepare and then you're not spontaneous enough. So whilst I'm saying it's good to prepare, there is a way that we can go too far, especially for those of us who like everything to be right. Because sometimes you don't know what you're going to need. You can give yourself the best chance, but sometimes you have to trust yourself as well to be a bit spontaneous. I was speaking with somebody yesterday about planning for presentations and how the presentation itself is actually the easier part than if you're going to get spontaneous questions, because you have no idea what people will ask, and then you have to just go with it and trust that you either find the answers, know the answers, or can say that you don't know, because sometimes that is the only answer, that you don't know something. So, but yeah, my point today is how it's possible to get stuck in these two places, like the waiting to get stuck phase, because you think, oh, I don't have those skills, I don't have that knowledge, I'm not good enough to be doing this new thing. And then the next stage is, well, I know I want to do it, I've done so many things to prepare for doing it, and I'm still preparing myself and never getting onto the next stage because I don't feel ready. And both of those can be quite limiting for us. So and I'm saying this for myself too, because I get stuck in both. Usually I get stuck in the middle phase. I do get started with things, but then I don't take the last step. So this is for me and everyone else to rely on what we know is true about where we are, like a fair assessment of where we are, not how we feel, but like what we know about what we know. And not all feelings are bad. I think like our emotions and our intuition can give us really valuable information that we wouldn't have if we just based all our decisions on facts. I think, sometimes you just know something is true or just feel something is like a really bad idea, and you should go with that. So I'm not talking about those kind of feelings. I'm talking about the I'm not good enough or the imposter syndrome or procrastination, these things that try to keep us safe but also keep us small and don't give our dreams a chance because we shut them down before they've had the chance. I think I've said before, but especially as people who, for those of us who are freelancers or independent professionals, there's nobody pushing us to do to expand our knowledge or to try new things because we work for ourselves, and the only person who can push us to do that is us. So unless we do that, it's very easy to put things off. So that's my question to you, coming back to this quote that I started with, something I heard, I'll do it when I feel ready. Have you said that? Is there anything that you are kind of putting off because you don't quite feel ready to do it? And if there is there someone that can help you, like even as an accountability partner? Because once you put an idea out there, it kind of becomes real. If somebody knows that you want to do something, is there somebody you can share it with and who will maybe help you to realize that you're maybe more ready than you think you are? Is there somebody who can give you the help to get from where you are to really feeling that you can start with the thing you want to do? Of course, if it's language related, if it's English related, I have a number of programs that are available. So if something that's stopping you is related to either your language skills or how you use your English, then let me know. Send me a message, Kirsty at Englishwithkirsty.com. Kirsty is KirSty, not Christy. Send me a message and we can have a chat about that. But it doesn't have to be about that. It can be anything that you think you've been putting off because you don't quite feel ready. And maybe this year, this summer, is the time to take another look at that and to see objectively what you need to do, if there's someone that can help you, and how you can move forward, because you might have more fun than you're expecting. So have a great week, have fun with your languages, and I'll be back again soon with an interview podcast next week.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of the English with Kirsty podcast. If you have any questions or comments, my email address is kirsty@englishwithkirsty.com, or you can go to www.englishwithkirsty.com/podcast, where you'll find information about the individual episodes.